from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
the Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky.
Take him out.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
Well, good morning, everybody. Willard and Dibs, as the jacked up week,
ooh,
Jack's Restaurant and Bar, thank you very much. We're having a blast with it all week, and we're halfway home. I guess not till maybe 8 o'clock this morning.
Yep.
But we're halfway home and absolutely having a blast, and so we welcome you in. I realize maybe some of you aren't everyday listeners, which is a you problem, by the way, but I put that aside. Maybe you're hearing this for the first time. Good morning. It's Willard and Dibs. Glad you are with us on this Wednesday, and look, there is a lot to get into right away.
Man.
I'm sorry for this because maybe this is the afternoon drive in me that's about to come out. I'm a little knocked off kilter right here. This all happened with Brandon Ayuk. For those of you who might have been in a fog on this, he officially requested a trade yesterday, and this broke about 20 minutes after you and I left the air.
Terrible timing.
So, yeah, which, first of all, Brandon, come on, dog. Let's go. Let's think about these things.
How about 8:45?
Would have been better. Would have been better.
Yeah.
What are you sleeping in?
Exactly.
Anyway, but that means that we have not had a chance to kind of react to this. We're champing at the bit. We want to open it up to you. 888-957-9570. That's both to call in. That's our Xfinity mobile text line as well. I have a lot to say about this. I'm bothered. I'm bothered by all of this, and that's not normal. Normally,
right.
Like, okay, y'all in an argument here. I get it. Brandon, you've got your position. Niners, you've got your position. And, oh, hunky-dory, this will work out. And I largely still feel that in terms of the contract. But I now also feel damage has been done. More is going to be done. This is a problem for the 49ers season, and it is largely Brandon Ayuk's fault and his agent, who is giving him absolutely some of the worst advice that I have ever seen an agent not named Scott Boras give to a player in 2024.
Shout out Blake Snell and his contract.
Chapman,
and, you know,
and the Cody Bellinger.
Exactly.
And
the fact that,
yeah. Yeah, what,
and,
what's your reaction to this?
My reaction is kind of between you and Grandy, and I listened to most of Grandy on the way in as I was, you know, making my way in here to San Francisco in the morning, and he's not really that worried. And you seem to, I don't know if you're worried, but you're definitely angry. I'm angry, Jeff. Yeah. That's not awesome.
It's not awesome, it's actually, not awesome. As it turns out. No. I was laughing every time he played that. No, I'm not angry.
I'm not angry
but
either.
I'm annoyed and confused, but go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not really confused because this feels to me like the order of operations. And, you know, you go through the sequence of, I'd like a contract, we want the player, I'd like to stay here, they make an offer, we have our offer, the wide receiver market gets reset, and we go through all these steps, and when you get to July, and you figure that at this point, all right, now we're going to start to either get the deal done, or we get to this point where the player has requested, not demanded, but requested a trade. For me, this feels like kind of the normal state of business, so I'm not that worried. Now, was it a good move by Ayuk, and do I like all the things he's done with his TikTok and all the rest of the passive-aggressive maneuvers? Probably not good, but I'm not that worried, and I don't think that there's real permanent damage being done by the fact that he's doing this because, you know, most of the players actually do this as a part of the process.
Well, I understand all that. But there are a few things where I'm going to get my cues. And one of them is the actual people who are in the building. I am very, very moved by the fact that another wide receiver on the 49ers, who none of us even realized talked, Juwan Jennings has not said a word in his entire 49ers career. He couldn't get to Instagram fast enough yesterday to make a comment that is very, very anti-Ayuk. It is very anti-Ayuk. For those of you not aware of the comment, let me make sure where I got to pull it up here. Here it is. He wrote on an IG story, "You got to be a different type of person to act like you're doing everything by yourself, knowing dang well you're not."
Yeah.
Now that hits. That's a teammate. That's someone who shares your room.
Totally.
Okay, I'm going to take my cues there because normally what do we see when it's money? Players don't get into other people's money. That is taboo. You don't talk about that.
Especially in the same room.
Thank you. Know? And if you do talk about it or even think about it, what do? You're like, well, we got your back, man. Go get yours.
Get that bag. Yeah.
Juwan Jennings went to Instagram to rip Brandon Ayuk in the middle of this?
Feels like he's ripping Brandon Ayuk. I don't know what else he'd be talking about. And it's the sequence of event was bam, yeah. Bam.
If he's upset at his wife or something like that, that'd be wild.
That would be.
Really bad timing. I think it's Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah. And that part of it is maybe the most troubling because, you know, it is the wide receiver room, and Juwan Jennings took a qualified offer for about five and change, and so he kind of had to take what he could get, and so now he's back in the building, and Debo's already paid, and now it's all about Brandon Ayuk, and if you're in that room, or you're in that locker room, you know that this dude is one of the more important parts of your offense, because he's the route runner, he's the deep threat, he's the guy who makes a lot of things happen in the past game, and yet we're now 6 days away from reporting, and it doesn't seem like there's any chance he's going to show up.
Well, and I'm seeing this on the Xfinity mobile text line twice from two of you, and so let's address it right now. Hey, guys, didn't Debo do the same thing? Everything's going to be fine. No, Debo did not do the same thing. Yes, Debo had his agent request a trade. Here are two major differences. Debo did not go on TikTok and everybody's podcast who would welcome him with another quarterback hand in hand, frolicking through the meadow, torching his team along the way. And Debo did this in April.
Yeah.
He did it in April.
In April, yeah.
And then as soon as he did it, he shut up and they went to work and they got their deal done. But he gave the 49ers an opportunity. You want to trade me rather than keep me? Let's talk about this in April. The draft is coming up. You can trade me right now to the New York Jets if you want. And the Niners said, no, we don't want. We want you. And everything's fine. Brandon does this now.
Yep.
You do this on the day that rookies report. You're going to do this now after TikTok. TikTok. By the way.
It's a big deal.
I don't even have this in front of me. Who is Brandon's agent? Do you know, Grandy? Guys, look that up for me. Who's Brandon's agent? I'd like to use the man's name. He's doing a horrible job.
Ryan Williams.
Ryan, yeah. You're doing an awful job. An awful job. This entire summer. You've misplayed this at every single opportunity. You sent your player to TikTok. You sent him to get linked up with a quarterback who's never played a down in the NFL. Do you know how many minutes you and I were off the air yesterday before I was live on the Odyssey, Washington, D.C. sports station? It was not 10:30 yet.
Oh, they called you.
Oh, God.
Oh, I bumped into you on the street at about 10:15.
It was about 7 minutes later.
Okay.
7 minutes later, here we go. And we're live because they're all gassed up. And I'm like, you guys, I love you. You're adorable as all hell. You've got a quarterback who's never played a down in the NFL.
I like the player.
You haven't played good offense in that city in I don't know how many years. And may I remind you, Brandon Ayuk is under team control for 3 more years.
Yeah, sorry about that, Grandy. I almost called in.
3 more years if the Niners want to play hardball.
They can tag him twice, Grandy. Like you were close.
I don't know what do you think's gonna? That's my question for Ryan and Brandon. What do you think's gonna happen?
Oh, they're gonna trade the player.
They're not trading him.
Ayuk on the move. Before the end of the show, he's getting dealt.
If
he wants out.
If they trade him, it is because they actually don't think that highly of him, number one. And number two, here's the other question I'd ask Brandon. Brandon, you think you deserve market value, right? Okay, so do we. You want to trade? Great. And I bet Brandon and his agent are all empowered because they've called. We've got 3 other teams who will give us 28.5 per year. Great. Will those teams also give the 49ers a first and a second? No, not a first. A first and a second. Brandon, you're the 26th pick in the draft. So if you would like to leave, we would like the 26th pick in the draft back. But we'd also like something for our time because we're giving up on a player who we have under team control. And oh, by the way, we'd like to win a Super Bowl this year, and this is making it harder. So we'd like something for our efforts. How about a 2? You're going to give a 1 and a 2 and $28.5 million? Washington? Pittsburgh? Because if I'm the Niners, that's what I'm saying. And I would call Brandon and Ryan a hypocrite if they thought that that was unfair. You want every dollar? Then so do we.
Yeah.
So go find it. We're right here.
Well, if you're the Niners, you're not just going to take picks. Even if we want to play that part of it out, you would want a player. And so I think you would want a player right now because
maybe.
Ricky Pearsall is a rookie, and right now he's on the not fit to play list early in camp. I know he'll probably be ready by August. I'm not worried about it. But you, as a Niner team, don't want to go into the year with Juwan, Debo, and Ricky Pearsall. You want Brandon Ayuk or a like receiver or somebody who's at least in the ballpark. So Terry McLaurin and a second-round pick?
I hear that, but that complicates things financially. Keep in mind, if you acquire Terry McLaurin, you're right back in the situation of cutting Debo at the end of the year. I would argue...
Perhaps. You can get out of Terry McLaurin earlier. So.
Maybe. I don't know his contract that well. But yeah. My point, right? Don't you want to walk out of this season at least with Brandon or Debo? I don't want to walk out with neither of them.
Well, you want to walk out of this year with a Lombardi. And that,
sure.
First and foremost. And then, you know, Lombardi or no Lombardi, it is Super Bowl or bust this year. And as, you know, you and I have discussed in
or
the afternoon.
Try again.
Yeah, sure. Although you probably won't try again with Debo and Brandon.
Oh, you're always going to try again. But yes, you're right.
You know what I mean? As far as what you would do in the wide receiver room. So no matter what this year, you're worried about this year. Even if you wanted to trade him and you got a first and a second back, that doesn't help you with what you're trying to do right now. You're trying to win right now. You're one of the few teams that is really poised to win the whole damn thing. And that means you have 2 good receivers and a team that has a lot of 2 receiver sets, not a lot of 3 receiver sets. And if you do, you got Juwan Jennings and a little bit of Ricky Pearsall, however that looks. You want Debo and Brandon. You want Brandon and Debo. And so job one is to get this thing done.
Absolutely.
You're not trading Brandon Ayuk.
And that doesn't change I still would argue Brandon will play for the 49ers this year, but it's fascinating to me that they've decided, and this is what, I'm not like bothered by the fact that Brandon wants his money. I get that. Who doesn't? But I'm bothered by the way that Brandon has played this. I'm bothered by the fact that he's now seemingly upset his own teammates at the same position. I'm bothered by the fact that Brandon has now, because of the way he's played this, not because of his desires. I get the desires. But because of the way you've played this, you have now lessened the 49ers' chances of winning a Super Bowl. You have disrupted the goal, the common goal that you all have, what football players all talk about. Group of people coming together for a common goal. Well, not today. Not Brandon. No. You've now made it public. You've made it messy. You've made it too late. You have dragged this thing now, the start of training camp, which is supposed to be all about a Super Bowl, and you've dragged the conversation here. And that is a net negative for the 49ers. I'd love to do a mock meeting with Brandon Ayuk. I'll play the role of the Niners.
Okay, I'll play Brandon Ayuk.
All right, go ahead. Let's do the meeting. Yeah, Brandon, what do you want to talk about?
Well, I want to talk about my bag, and the bag that you're offering me is not, you know, quite big enough. And so, you know, you look around the league, and Amon-Ra got 30, and, you know, I think I'm every bit the player of Amon-Ra. So how about you, you know, break me off 30 per, and then I'll show up next week to camp. Is that so hard? John, Kyle, Parag, Jed, Denise, if you happen to be here?
Yeah, no. What else you got?
How about you give me 29.99? How about that? Or you know what? How about this? Why don't you just trade me then? You don't value me. You don't value me like I need to be valued. You don't love me like I need to be loved. You know what my love language is? Money. And you're not giving me the money that I deserve. Did you see my numbers last year? Did you see my yak? Did you see my yards per catch? And I know I don't get a lot of targets. And you know what? I just want to be here and win. I want to be a Niners for my whole career. And y'all don't seem like you care about me like that. So just send me to Washington. I'll go play with my buddy. And I'll go 6-11. They're going to pay me.
You want to trade?
You know what? I'd like to request a trade.
All right.
I'd like to request that you trade me. And let's make it snappy. Deal me, fellas.
No. But thank you for coming in today.
That's enough for me, Doug.
Man, Jose's in the meeting.
There's your meeting. I hope that went well.
Back to you.
No.
End of meeting.
No. You want 29? You want a trade? No.
I came down from 30 to 29.99. I feel like that was a move. Well, y'all can't expect to see me next Tuesday when camp opens. I'm going to be busy.
Bye! Because here's the other thing. Here's the other thing for the 49ers. The way this works, Brandon Ayuk, that fifth-year option that houses $14.1 million, it is literally more than half of what Brandon has made in his entire career. So that's a big chunk of change for Brandon coming up this year, $14.1 million. In order to even accrue a year of service, for this to be a contractual year, if he never shows up, guess what? The Niners control him for 3 more years
right
after this one. So if you never show up, not only do you don't get a year of service, and you don't get $14.1 million. Got to show up by week 9. Niners look at Brandon and be like, you know what we're very confident in by week 9? Whether you're here or not, we'll be at least 5-3. And that's what we were after 8 weeks last year.
With you.
And we went to the Super Bowl. So, again, my question for Brandon is not, why are you mad? I get it. There is a circumstance here that really stinks for Brandon. Because you know what we've talked about to this point. I think the world of the player. I think he's fantastic. I think he deserves more than Jaylen Waddle, and Jaylen Waddle got 28. But I also think that there are times in life where you have to look at your company and at least try to understand where they're coming from. And the bottom line is the 49ers are about to pay Brock. That's just a thing. And it's not their fault, and it's not anyone's fault. It is the way that it is. Does that mean that Brandon might have to give up $1 million a year or whatever. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Feels like they're further apart than that.
Maybe they are. Maybe they are.
So and I mean, if they offered him 29 right now, he takes it.
Of course they would.
If they offer him 28 and a half, he takes it. If they offer him 28, he probably takes it.
Well, the report is that they were at 26, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And obviously 26 is not something that he's willing to take.
Right.
Because if they offered him 26, he would have taken it if he thought 26 was good. 26 is more than 14. Checks notes, confirms, math, yes.
You know what's less than 14?
Zero.
Zero.
Thank you.
So, again, I know we say, oh, why should Brandon take $1 million less a year? Because Brandon has tens, if not hundreds, of millions of dollars literally on the line.
Yeah.
And he potentially is putting that at risk for $2 million a year over the next five. If somebody, this is sort of what it feels like to me. Someone's like, hey, dude, do you want to make $105 million? You're like, I'm not showing up for less than 110. All right, then you get none.
Well, what
would you do?
The other piece of it is, dude, I mean, you're going to make less than Jaylen Waddle. You're going to make less than fill-in-the-blank receiver. You're better than all these guys, my guy. You're better than all of them. And yeah, you're going to settle for less than that? You're going to be the ninth highest paid receiver? Dude, you need to be top five. You know that, and I know that. We all know that.
Those voices in your ear do nothing for you in life, in my opinion. They do not. I've watched that at every level in every industry.
It's a question of maturity.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you're a younger person, it's hard to get beyond the ego part of all that.
We'd love to hear from you. 888-957-9570. It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game during our Jacked Up Week, sponsored by Jack's Restaurant and Bar. Having fun with you here in the morning. What do you think of this trade request? If you're the 49ers, what would you do? We're sponsored by LifeSource Water Systems. Good morning, Willard and Dibs.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Deep going for Brandon.
Now back to the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game. Filling in for Vontae Hill and Joe Shasky. Here's Willard and Dibs.
I should have said this earlier so that everybody knows the rules. During the morning hours on 95.7 The Game, 888-957-9570. We'd love and we know we're going to get a lot of your reaction today. Brandon Ayuk and Joe Lacob had a lot of stuff to say that we've got to go through, and we will. And both David Lombardi and Anthony Slater, The Athletic and The Athletic, are going to join us later on in the show with perspective on both of these situations. When you call in, we give a shout out to our friends at Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. If you are going to call in, you have to have something to say, and your phone has to work. Those are our only two rules. And then if you do have something to say that's just completely out of pocket, maybe that falls off the edge of the cliff as well. It is possible that you could get flushed. There it is. It's possible. We don't want that, but it's possible.
Yeah.
And
I kind of secretly want that.
You do?
Oh, yeah. We haven't flushed anyone yet. What are we doing?
We didn't flush someone yesterday?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah. And you're in a little bit of an edgy mood, so you
might actually
flush somebody, yeah.
Flowing. Anyway, it's brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. Also, another reminder that we're giving away an autographed Klay Thompson jersey and some Klay bobbleheads. All of that on Friday. Your chances to win will be at 8-11, 1-11, and 5-11 once in each show, and obviously 11 minutes after the hour to pay homage to the great Klay Thompson.
Yeah. Now wearing number 31. So the 11s are there because, he rocked 11 with the Warriors, but now he's number 31.
Yeah, but we ain't giving away a Mavs jersey.
Nope.
Giving away a Warriors jersey.
Yeah. And Joe Lacob yesterday talking about, he's going to get a statue. That caught me off guard.
Did it really?
Statues for everyone? I get it.
Statues for everyone. It's Klay Thompson.
I get that. And we can get into this tomorrow or Friday.
Was there any question in your mind?
To me, there are different levels. There's levels to everything, and not everyone gets a statue. For me, there's like the top level is you get actual real estate. You get a part of the earth. You get McCovey Cove. You get Willie Mays Plaza. Steph is at that level. And then the next level down is the statue level. And then the next level down from that is the jersey retirement and the rest of it. So for me, I didn't know that, so you're going to give Klay one. Draymond gets a statue. Steph gets one. Mo Spates. JaVale McGee, Sean Livingston.
It'd be amazing if every time somebody just had a good year.
Dude, Quinn Cook.
Yeah, like just statue. Statue. Like
give
they should just have a big yard. Like they could turn half a Thrive City into just nothing but statues.
Anyway.
Come on, Klay deserves it. We know that. Anyway, also, you can watch the show. That's pretty crazy, right? Twitch.tv/957TheGame, YouTube.com/957TheGame, and I'll let you know. Stuff happens over there now, okay? There's things happening over there. There's people chatting. There's people looking at Dibs. Sometimes somebody cusses, right? This week, I apparently did that even though I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, and
straight out of the box.
Again, I'll still maintain a cuss is about intent. It's not about the letters of the language.
Oh, no, it's about the word.
No, I disagree. Anyway, so you go over there, and if that were to happen again, you get to hear it and see it. But the radio people, they don't get it.
No.
They don't get it.
Grandy doesn't miss a one.
No.
He's on it.
Anyway, that's all powered by First NorCal Credit Union. And thank you for being here. I'd like to read a tweet from our friend Andrew Brandt. If you don't know who Andrew Brandt is, Andrew used to run the front office, essentially, the player personnel for the Green Bay Packers years ago. And then he became kind of involved in media and now basically runs the entire media department at Villanova. And he does all kinds of business of sports content, podcast, and all of these things. He used to work for ESPN. So here's his tweet. Brandon Ayuk, quote, I want to be traded. 49ers, quote, that's cute. See you at camp.
Wow.
Yeah. End of tweet. And I'm sorry. Like, this is kind of where I stand on this. And I know for today it's going to sound anti-player and it's going to sound anti-Brandon. It's not meant to be any of those things. I'm annoyed with the way he's playing this. And I'm especially bothered that his agent is giving him this advice because he has no juice here. None. All he can do is make it messy. You're always allowed to make it messy. Do you have to eat your vegetables? Yeah, you got to eat your vegetables. Can you throw them on the ground first? Yeah, you're allowed to, but you still got to eat your vegetables. So you can make this messy, but you're not going to get what you want. And I'd argue you're going to get a bunch of stuff that you don't want if you make it messy. I don't think the Niners wanted to play it this way. They don't want to make him feel like a member of the Sacramento Kings. They could trade him there. It's so adorable that you think that TikTok and Jaden Daniels are going to scare Parag Marate. But unfortunately, you're just not in that position. And you are now forcing, in my opinion, the 49ers to play this as if they are the parent and you are the toddler. That's the way you're forcing them. Because this is loud, and it's social media, and it's late.
It's late is the thing, yeah.
It's all of those things. But the bottom line is, there's no way for the 49ers to make this right for them. And that's their job. They're a football organization that's trying to win a Super Bowl and sustain. And there's no way for them to get their value and do this right if they just give in and do what you want because you feel like your extension came up at a time when wide receiver money is popping.
It is popping. Yeah. And, you know, they've made him an offer that would make him a very, very rich man. And it's not as rich as other wide receivers have gotten. Amon-Ra St. Brown, and I'm watching the receiver doc on Netflix right now. And, you know, he got $30 million a year, average annual, not as much guaranteed as other players, but you know, you look at that and you look at yourself as a player and you realize you're probably as good or close to Amon-Ra St. Brown and you deserve that same kind of money. And yet the team offers you 26 and you feel disrespected by that. And so you want what you want, but ultimately it is a little bit like the parent-child relationship. And if the Niners were to give in and give him 28.5 or 29 or whatever that number is, and he'd be happy, but you set a precedent now for future deals, and there are many of those deals that are coming up next year and the year after that and Brock Purdy and all the rest of it. And so as you start to, as a parent, you know this with three kids, when you give in once, then you're going to give in again, and next thing you know, you got the kids who are running the show.
Well, and there's collateral damage. You know, Brandon may go, oh, hey, look, it's just $3 million. Well, the Niners are like, that's a player. Might be two.
Two players, yeah.
That's two players that you're asking us to cut next year. No. 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 And this is what I just feel has not been accurately thought out by Brandon's camp. What's your end game? Truly.
Well, the end game is you crawl back in and you take the offer that they gave you and then you play unhappy. That's the worst case scenario.
The worst case scenario
is you just don't show up.
Well, right. Well,
until week nine.
And that is an idea that could cost you.
It would cost you about $6 million plus fines. If you showed up week nine, you'd still get your year of service. You'd get paid whatever, $8 million for a little bit more than half a year.
Right, but Tibbs, you're risking the entire contract.
Of course.
You could show up late and break your leg in the very next play. Or, by the way, Ricky Pearsall could look awesome. Like,
you want to go into
this season and leverage all of those things? Over $3 million a year?
That's a lot of money, man.
I just don't get it.
It's not the $3 million. It's about the respect. It's about the Quan. It's about that Quan. It's about that respect.
That's the kind of stuff that people end up in their 60s talking about on the corner or in the last seat at the bar.
Regrettably, yeah. Yeah. No, seriously, what could have been? Maybe I should have just taken that $26 million a year dollar offer.
I mean... look, 888-957-9570 is the number. We'll be taking your calls on this all day. If you were the Niners, what would you do? Maybe the answer is nothing. I think it is. What's your reaction to Brandon Ayuk putting the next brick on the wall and officially and publicly requesting a trade from the San Francisco 49ers and very much seemingly Juwan Jennings reacting not in kind back at Brandon? Diamador Lenore spoke out a little bit about it. We'll let you hear that coming up next as well. We're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises in our Jacked Up Lineup Switch Week, brought to you by Jack's Restaurant and Bar. This is Willard and Dibs.
Now back to the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game. Filling in for Vontae Hill and Joe Shasky. Here's Willard and Dibs.
Jacked Up Week, Jack's Restaurant and Bar, 95.7 The Game. Willard and Dibs in the morning, Vontae and Joe later, and then Stein and Gouet later.
Filling in for Brandon Ayuk, Ricky Pearsall. He might be a fill-in too, just like you, Mark. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Trying to make you mad on a Wednesday.
Not going
to
work.
I'm trying.
It's not going to work.
I got a couple more days.
You brought donuts.
Jeff. Yeah.
That's awesome.
You can't make me mad if you bring donuts. You brought donuts.
Box of doughs.
Yeah.
Yeah, just for you guys, because we here at AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com, we don't do that, Mark.
Well,
wipes chocolate off his face.
You do that when Scott Boris is out there agenting all over the place.
That was a bet I lost.
Yeah. You lost it twice, but we're only going to have to pay it off once.
It was one bet, and yes, I got...
But you lost it twice.
It's a blowout, much like last night. Yeah, I bet the under. Yeah. Stupid Logan Webb. Get somebody out, Logie.
We got fresh.
Come on, Grandy.
We got fresh.
Don't snarf into the mic and then turn it off.
I know Willard's got to change the subject, but when you said bet the under in the All-Star game, Lucas and I immediately bet the over.
I hate you, too. Just so you know that.
Congrats on your money.
No, it's fade the diver, and it's not fun. By the way,
it's fun for us.
For you. No more picks.
No, and as a penalty, you know what you should have to do?
Tell me.
You should have to go to the clubhouse at Oracle Park and publicly get mad at Logan Webb because he's the reason the over hit. The reason.
You know what I'm going to do, Mark? I'm going to go into the clubhouse and request that he be traded. How about that? In honor of Brandon Ayuk.
Adorbs.
I'm going to request a trade on his behalf.
Adorbs.
Good Lord.
Right. We got Fresh Jennings.
Okay.
We got Juwan Jennings on Instagram. And he has pulled the post that he put up yesterday, or maybe it was an IG story, so it just decided to come on down. Remember what the post said yesterday. Yesterday, and this coincided with the trade request from Brandon Ayuk, Juwan Jennings, you got to be a different type of person to act like you're doing everything by yourself, knowing dang well you're not. That was on Juwan Jennings' Instagram story yesterday.
It's not right there after the news broke,
yeah,
right?
It's not there anymore, but I'll tell you what it is. Never would I diss my brother, Brandon Ayuk. Broski, a made man. Followed up, what's wrong with the internet? I promise, @ would have followed after my statement if I was talking about a specific person. In other words, I'd have tagged him. I'd have just tagged him. no, you wouldn't. Well, no, you wouldn't.
No.
No, you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't do it because that actually, if you had done that, that would have been an even bigger story than Brandon requesting a trade itself. Like, that would have been mano a mano between two 49er wide receivers.
Does he go on to elaborate as to what he was talking about with his vague tweet?
He does not.
Okay. There you go. So when you, and I used to get accused of vague booking on Facebook back when Facebook was new and fresh, and you put something on Facebook on your status that is really equally vague as that, clearly pointed at someone, but defined by nothing. And so when you do that, it's open to interpretation. And you know what that makes this? It makes it an interpretation sensation.
Sensation, it does.
And so I get to interpret. I'm struggling. I'm all fueled up on chocolate donuts.
You got to interpretate. That's what you got to do.
You got to do
that. You got to do that.
So I get to do that. And so I get to look at his social media and interpret it the way I want.
Yeah, absolutely. So and so, you know, we all get to move on in life, whether you believe Juwan yesterday, believe Juwan today, neither, both, whatever. You're all allowed to do that. We're all allowed to do that. And it doesn't really change. Like, that hit me yesterday, for sure. If teammates are upset, this certainly brings into question, was Juwan upset? Is he trying to walk it back? Are there other teammates who are upset? Remember, now, I've said this already, a major concern for me, for the 49ers, it's two things, but they're linked. So maybe it's just one thing. But the first word I'd use is money. Just flat out money. Think of how often this has been a subject for the 49ers this offseason. All flanked by the idea that Brock Purdy is going to need to get paid. You had Christian McCaffrey on the down low needing a reworked contract. You had Kyle Juszczyk rework his contract without anyone knowing and then come out later and be like, it really upset me. But I love it here, so we did it. And then you've got the Brandon situation, and he's not the only one. Charvarius Ward, publicly, got to play well this year, got to go get another bag. Already got one bag, need another bag. And what happens is the 49ers are so good, and they've got so many good players at every position, and I blame none of them for wanting to get paid. But I also understand corporate politics, timing, and in certain ways, you get to make a choice as an employee if you're truly free, which Brandon is not. Charvarius Ward will be after this year. If you're truly free, you are free to make that choice. And when a company comes to you and says, look, we think the world of you, but at the same time, here's our current situation. And so we're going to need to work together to both see you, but you need to see us. And if we can't work together on that, then we're not going to work together anymore. And I don't think that's unfair. I get it. We want to side with the players. The contracts aren't guaranteed. Normally, I would go on that side as well. So this isn't siding with ownership. It's simply understanding that the 49ers are in a spot, and if you want to still be a part of it, you can, and if you don't, you won't.
It's a situation.
Yeah, Kyle Juszczyk chose to stay.
Right.
For less money.
And he didn't really have much of a choice because there aren't a lot of teams that use a fullback, and so when you're at that point in your career and he's into his 30s and he knows that winning is more important than an extra $500,000 or whatever, and you're a fullback, and so you don't have the same amount of flexibility. You're Brandon Ayuk, and this is your first real swing at the big bag, and you look around the league, and you see what everyone else is getting, and you think, all right, I want to get what they have. I want what all these other players are getting. Jaylen Waddle, I want more. Amon-Ra St. Brown, I want to live in that neighborhood. And the Niners come to you with an offer that, I don't know if disrespectful is the way I describe it, $26 million a year doesn't feel like a diss, but if you're Brandon Ayuk and you look at the year you had, and we had TJ Houshmandzadeh on the show, somebody who works very closely with Brandon Ayuk, and he talked about how Brandon wants to get paid, and he wants to get paid what he deserves to be paid, and that's just the way that's going to go. And if you are Brandon Ayuk, you're not willing to, at this point, yield and give in to a contract that you don't think is fair. You don't think that it is befitting your skill set. Yeah, you want to be a Niner, and he's never shown anything. I know he had the doghouse stint or whatever. That's part of the evolution of a player. But beyond that, Brandon Ayuk has been a great 49er. He goes out there and he balls out. He's one of the best receivers in the league, and he just wants to get paid.
Understood.
And it doesn't matter, and it wouldn't matter to me what Brock Purdy is going to get, or Mooney Ward, or anybody else. It's about him, the player. Everything else, that's on you guys to deal with.
I understand that, but where I think people go wrong in this one is in life, this happens all the time. Every time it's time for you to go talk to your job, I think it is incumbent on you, the employee, the person, the human being. You have got to understand your leverage. You have to understand it. You can want the respect. We all do. We all do. We all want our company to come to us at that moment and go, oh my God, we're bleeped without you. I don't know what we would do. We all want our general manager to say about us what Mike Dunleavy said about Steph Curry 3 days ago, where he goes, whatever the hell he wants, whatever he wants, he gets, and all we want in life is for him to never leave. We'd love that. Do you know how many people get that?
Very few.
Next to none.
Yep.
And Brandon does not, in my opinion, understand his leverage in this situation.
He probably is overplaying his leverage.
He's got none.
His leverage is he can ruin the season. And that's...
I don't even think he can do that.
See, I think he... I know you do.
Mean, I know you think the Niners are not a Super Bowl contender without him.
They're not.
I disagree
and
with
you
that.
But and you and I had a discussion about Ricky Pearsall, and you even said, you know, rookies don't step on the field.
Usually not.
And produce, and you're right. And I fought back on that, thinking that, you know, Puka Nacua did it, and they didn't go to the Super Bowl. So, for me, if you go with Pearsall and Debo and Juwan, you're not a Super Bowl team. That's just my opinion.
That's
so
fine.
That, for me, would be Brandon Ayuk's only leverage, and it's negative leverage. So the only piece of leverage you have is I can ruin your year. It's kind of like what you talked about, and I live with a toddler, and she's two, and she can single-handedly ruin a day. If she, and I don't think she thinks about it like that.
I would think not.
I mean,
but I bet she has.
Sometimes
I bet she's ruined
a
day.
But there are days that can be ruined based on her tantrums, her petulance, and the rest of it. So if you're Brandon Ayuk, your only leverage is, oh, I can make things miserable for you.
To what end?
To the end where, you know,
what do you get out of that?
Well, it's not what he gets, but it makes it so that the team would be motivated to make this work because they don't want to ruin this year. And he could make his holdout, like going into camp right now. What are the big camp stories? While Pearsall's on the injured, I can't play list, whatever, he'll be fine.
I think he's going to be fine.
Other than that, what are the stories? How's Dre Greenlaw's recovery? Brandon Ayuk's contract?
Yeah, that's
the story.
Of course.
And the team doesn't want that. They don't want this to be the story into August, into September.
Yeah, but sometimes you deal with small things that you don't want to win the larger prize.
Yep.
Listen, we've all watched the 49ers operate for the last few years. You could actually call this a fault of theirs if you want, and I get it, but the bottom line is they ain't caving. They don't.
Well, they caved to Bosa.
Well, but you
but
could argue that.
Yeah,
you could argue that, but they even with him, they waited until there was a game in 72 hours. You're not going to win this fight. Like, they drafted a receiver in the first round. They did it again in the fourth round. The 49ers, you know, the Nick Bosa thing, the only thing that changed there, because they said all offseason, we've set aside money for Nick. There's no option to. We're keeping Nick. Did it get a little more expensive than they wanted? Sure. They'll survive. But what's the planning that you're watching the 49ers do for this? I would argue all year long, the 49ers have had one leg on both sides of the fence, we want to pay Brandon.
Yeah.
But if he doesn't want to take what we're offering, we got another option.
We did a whole week of shows about will they trade him on draft night.
Right.
And I thought that they were going to. And they obviously, they didn't. And so he's still here, but he's still unsigned. So you're right. They have kind of played both sides of this. And when you have Nick Bosa, you're not going to be a top three drafting team to get a replacement for Nick Bosa anytime soon. So that gives Bosa the leverage because you can't find a Nick Bosa as easily as you can find a Brandon Ayuk.
Well, and Nick Bosa didn't say a damn word. And so more on that in a second because I think it's important. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now back to the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game. Filling in for Vontae Hill and Joe Shasky. Here's Willard and Dibs.
Jacked up week, Jack's Restaurant and Bar, 95.7 The Game. Willard and Dibs in the morning, Vontae and Joe later, and then Stein and Gouet later.
Filling in for Brandon Ayuk, Ricky Pearsall. He might be a fill-in too, just like you, Mark. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Trying to make you mad on a Wednesday.
Not going
to
work.
I'm trying.
It's not going to work.
I got a couple more days.
You brought donuts.
Jeff. Yeah.
That's awesome.
You can't make me mad if you bring donuts. You brought donuts.
Box of doughs.
Yeah.
Yeah, just for you guys, because we here at AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com, we don't do that, Mark.
Well,
wipes chocolate off his face.
You do that when Scott Boris is out there agenting all over the place.
That was a bet I lost.
Yeah. You lost it twice, but we're only going to have to pay it off once.
It was one bet, and yes, I got...
But you lost it twice.
It's a blowout, much like last night. Yeah, I bet the under. Yeah. Stupid Logan Webb. Get somebody out. Logie.
We got Fresh.
Come on, Grandy.
We got Fresh.
Don't snarf into the mic and then turn it off.
I know Willard's got to change the subject, but when you said bet the under in the All-Star game, Lucas and I immediately bet the over.
I hate you too. Just so you know that.
Congrats on your money.
No, it's fade the Diver, and it's not fun. It's
by
not
the way,
funny.
By the way,
no fun for us. For you. No more picks.
No, and as a penalty, you know what you should have to do?
Tell me.
You should have to go to the clubhouse at Oracle Park and publicly get mad at Logan Webb because he's the reason the over hit. The reason.
The reason. You know what I'm going to do, Mark? I'm going to go into the clubhouse and request that he be traded. How about that? In honor of Brandon Ayuk.
Adorbs.
I'm going to request a trade on his behalf.
Adorbs.
Good
All
Lord.
Right. We got Fresh Jennings. We got Fresh Jennings.
Okay.
We got Juwan Jennings on Instagram. And he has pulled the post that he put up yesterday, or maybe it was an IG story, so it just decided to come on down. Remember what the post said yesterday. Yesterday, and this coincided with the trade request from Brandon Ayuk, Juwan Jennings, you got to be a different type of person to act like you're doing everything by yourself, knowing dang well you're not. That was on Juwan Jennings' Instagram story yesterday.
It's not right there. After the news broke,
yeah,
right?
It's not there anymore, but I'll tell you what it is. Never would I diss my brother, Brandon Ayuk. Broski, a made man. Followed up, what's wrong with the internet? I promise, the little at symbol, would have followed after my statement if I was talking about a specific person. In other words, I'd have tagged him. I'd have just tagged him. No, you wouldn't.
Well,
no, you wouldn't.
No.
No, you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't do it because that actually, if you had done that, that would have been an even bigger story than Brandon requesting a trade itself. Like, that would have been mano a mano between two 49er wide receivers.
Does he go on to elaborate as to what he was talking about with his vague tweet?
He does not.
Okay. There you go. So when you, and I used to get accused of vague booking on Facebook back when Facebook was new and fresh, and you put something on Facebook on your status that is really equally vague as that, clearly pointed at someone, but defined by nothing. And so when you do that, it's open to interpretation. And you know what that makes this? It makes it an interpretation sensation.
Sensation, it does.
And so I get to interpret.
Interpret.
I'm struggling. I'm all fueled up on chocolate donuts.
You got to interpretate. That's what you got to do.
You got to do
you
that.
You got to do that.
So I get to do that. And so I get to look at his social media and interpret it the way I want.
Yeah, absolutely. So and so, you know, we all get to move on in life, whether you believe Juwan yesterday, believe Juwan today, neither, both, whatever. You're all allowed to do that. We're all allowed to do that. And it doesn't really change. Like, that hit me yesterday, for sure. If teammates are upset, this certainly brings into question, was Juwan upset? Is he trying to walk it back? Are there other teammates who are upset? Remember, now, I've said this already, a major concern for me, for the 49ers, it's two things, but they're linked. So maybe it's just one thing. But the first word I'd use is money. Just flat out money. Think of how often this has been a subject for the 49ers this offseason. All flanked by the idea that Brock Purdy is going to need to get paid. You had Christian McCaffrey on the down low needing a reworked contract. You had Kyle Juszczyk rework his contract without anyone knowing and then come out later and be like, it really upset me. But I love it here, so we did it. And then you've got the Brandon situation, and he's not the only one. Charvarius Ward, publicly, got to play well this year, got to go get another bag. Already got one bag, need another bag. And what happens is the 49ers are so good, and they've got so many good players at every position, and I blame none of them for wanting to get paid. But I also understand corporate politics, timing, and in certain ways, you get to make a choice as an employee if you're truly free, which Brandon is not. Charvarius Ward will be after this year. If you're truly free, you are free to make that choice. And when a company comes to you and says, look, we think the world of you, but at the same time, here's our current situation. And so we're going to need to work together to both see you, but you need to see us. And if we can't work together on that, then we're not going to work together anymore. And I don't think that's unfair. I get it. We want to side with the players. The contracts aren't guaranteed. Normally, I would go on that side as well. So this isn't siding with ownership. It's simply understanding that the 49ers are in a spot, and if you want to still be a part of it, you can, and if you don't, you won't.
It's a situation.
Yeah, Kyle Juszczyk chose to stay.
Right.
For less money.
And he didn't really have much of a choice because there aren't a lot of teams that use a fullback, and so when you're at that point in your career and he's into his 30s and he knows that winning is more important than an extra $500,000 or whatever, and you're a fullback, and so you don't have the same amount of flexibility. You're Brandon Ayuk, and this is your first real swing at the big bag, and you look around the league, and you see what everyone else is getting, and you think, all right, I want to get what they have. I want what all these other players are getting. Jaylen Waddle, I want more. Amon-Ra St. Brown, I want to live in that neighborhood. And the Niners come to you with an offer that, I don't know if disrespectful is the way I describe it, $26 million a year doesn't feel like a diss, but if you're Brandon Ayuk and you look at the year you had, and we had TJ Houshmandzadeh on the show, somebody who works very closely with Brandon Ayuk, and he talked about how Brandon wants to get paid, and he wants to get paid what he deserves to be paid, and that's just the way that's going to go. And if you are Brandon Ayuk, you're not willing to, at this point, yield and give in to a contract that you don't think is fair. You don't think that it is befitting your skill set. Yeah, you want to be a Niner, and he's never shown anything. I know he had the doghouse stint or whatever. That's part of the evolution of a player. But beyond that, Brandon Ayuk has been a great 49er. He goes out there and he balls out. He's one of the best receivers in the league, and he just wants to get paid.
Understood.
And it doesn't matter, and it wouldn't matter to me what Brock Purdy is going to get, or Mooney Ward, or anybody else. It's about him, the player. Everything else, that's on you guys to deal with.
I understand that, but where I think people go wrong in this one is in life, this happens all the time. Every time it's time for you to go talk to your job, I think it is incumbent on you, the employee, the person, the human being. You have got to understand your leverage. You have to understand it. You can want the respect. We all do. We all do. We all want our company to come to us at that moment and go, oh my God, we're bleeped without you. I don't know what we would do. We all want our general manager to say about us what Mike Dunleavy said about Steph Curry 3 days ago, where he goes, whatever the hell he wants, whatever he wants, he gets, and all we want in life is for him to never leave. We'd love that. Do you know how many people get that?
Very few.
Next to none.
Yep.
And Brandon does not, in my opinion, understand his leverage in this situation.
He probably is overplaying his leverage.
He's got none.
His leverage is he can ruin the season. And that's...
I don't even think he can do that.
See, I think he...
I know you do. Mean, I know you think the Niners are not a Super Bowl contender without him.
They're not.
I disagree
and
with that. But
and you and I had a discussion about Ricky Pearsall, and you even said, you know, rookies don't step on the field.
Usually not.
And produce, and you're right. And I fought back on that, thinking that, you know, Puka Nacua did it, and they didn't go to the Super Bowl. So, for me, if you go with Pearsall and Debo and Juwan, you're not a Super Bowl team. That's just my opinion.
That's
so
fine.
That, for me, would be Brandon Ayuk's only leverage, and it's negative leverage. So the only piece of leverage you have is I can ruin your year. It's kind of like what you talked about, and I live with a toddler, and she's two, and she can single-handedly ruin a day. If she, and I don't think she thinks about it like that.
I would think not.
I mean,
but I bet she has.
Sometimes
I bet she's ruined
a
day.
But there are days that can be ruined based on her tantrums, her petulance, and the rest of it. So if you're Brandon Ayuk, your only leverage is, oh, I can make things miserable for you.
To what end?
To the end where, you know,
what do you get out of that?
Well, it's not what he gets, but it makes it so that the team would be motivated to make this work because they don't want to ruin this year. And he could make his holdout, like going into camp right now, what are the big camp stories? While Pearsall's on the injured, I can't play list, whatever, he'll be fine.
I think he's going to be fine.
Other than that, what are the stories? How's Dre Greenlaw's recovery? Brandon Ayuk's contract.
Yeah, that's
the story.
Of course.
And the team doesn't want that. They don't want this to be the story into August, into September.
Yeah, but sometimes you deal with small things that you don't want to win the larger prize.
Yep.
Listen, we've all watched the 49ers operate for the last few years. You could actually call this a fault of theirs if you want, and I get it, but the bottom line is they ain't caving. They don't.
Well, they caved to Bosa.
Well, but you could argue that.
Yeah,
you could argue that, but they even with him... Even with him, they waited until there was a game in 72 hours. You're not going to win this fight. Like, they drafted a receiver in the first round. They did it again in the fourth round. The 49ers, you know, the Nick Bosa thing, the only thing that changed there, because they said all offseason, we've set aside money for Nick. There's no option two. We're keeping Nick. Did it get a little more expensive than they wanted? Sure. They'll survive. But what's the planning that you're watching the 49ers do for this? I would argue all year long, the 49ers have had one leg on both sides of the fence. We want to pay Brandon.
Yeah.
But if he doesn't want to take what we're offering, we got another option.
We did a whole week of shows about will they trade him on draft night.
Right.
And I thought that they were going to. And they obviously they didn't. And so he's still here, but he's still unsigned. So you're right. They have kind of played both sides of this. And when you have Nick Bosa, you're not going to be a top three drafting team to get a replacement for Nick Bosa anytime soon. So that gives Bosa the leverage because you can't find a Nick Bosa as easily as you can find a Brandon Ayuk.
Well, and Nick Bosa didn't say a damn word. And so more on that in a second because I think it's important. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.